said you will hear good news. I repeat, you will hear good news. I say again, you will hear good news. Anybody they've looked down on in this church,
with my voice, may I ask you to raise one hand to the King of all kings, the Lord of lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release your favor here. Let your people be blessed beyond measure. Silence the voice of the enemy. Prosper your people. Let this convention be a convention of a turnaround. A memorable convention. Let miracles be done. Let healings be done. Let favor be released. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, in Jesus' name. Now put your hands together and give God praise as they help me to put sound in the monitors. Sound in the monitors. Sound in the monitors. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I will ask them one more time to help me put sound. Okay, it's getting better. Praise the Lord. It is always a honor to be here and to be asked to come and be a blessing. I want you to know that you are in a great house, an awesome house, a powerful house, a house where great people are raised, a house where kings and champions, world-class people are raised. When God wants you to go very far, he puts you in the hand of a mighty man. The Bible says, as arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are the children of youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with their enemies in the gate. When a bullet is manufactured for a gun, the distance is already fixed. But the arrows are determined by who is shooting it. So if you are an arrow in the hand of a small person, you cannot go far. But if you are an arrow in the hand of a mighty man, then you are going very far. I believe every member of TREM is in the hands of a mighty man. God has already pulled you, and your destiny will be so far. You will hit the targets. You will make the impact. You will change your world. If you believe it, shout the loudest amen. And so you must not be in a house like this and we take our father and our mother for granted. I know wherever you are, you appreciate them. So may I ask you to put your hands together. Let's celebrate. Daddy Mike and Mommy Patience of Okonkwo tonight. Let's bless the Lord for their commitment, for their service, for their vision, for the dream God has given them, for what God has done, what God is doing, what God will yet do. Come on, make your celebration louder. Amen. We celebrate you tonight. We want you to know every time we see people like you, we know Nigeria has hope. Christianity has hope. Many of you have the opportunity to hear him on pulpit. Some of us who come near hear the depth of wisdom. We hear a river that flows very deep, that brings healing and hope to the world. I thank God for him. I celebrate people like him. Somebody praise the Lord one more time. A young man was telling me recently, he said somebody sat down and said, he wrote down 101 truths of what Nigerian preachers are doing which the newspapers are not carrying. And they carried the scholarships which our father is participating in making available to young people in secondary schools. This is not recorded. This is not mentioned. Rather, some young guy somewhere will try to attack the body of Christ. Rather, we know what men and women like him have made. People who have been able to get education. People who have been able to get a future. Because people like Dr. Michael Okonkwo give them hope. Let's celebrate one more time. You cannot tap into the riches of Christ if you do not know the fullness of what God has for you. And tonight I felt like sharing with you a subject. Once and for all, let's settle this matter. I'd like to speak tonight on the power of the tithe. I like to speak on the power of the tithe. Some bunch of yo-yo somewhere should not determine what we believe. Some guy who beats his wives, who beats his wife, throws her out, throws her, his children out of the house, should not determine what we believe. Not only does he beat his wife, his son was trying to defend her, he broke his own son's knees. He drinks alcohol, sleeps with women, and is trying to preach to preachers. He said, shut up and let's speak. Tonight, I came with the word of truth. Somebody's eye will be opened today. You will walk in supernatural truth. Favor will rest on your house. The riches of Christ will follow you. Abundance will follow you. You will not fail. You will not falter. You will be blessed of the Lord. Shout amen three times.
Amen. Amen.
Let's take this journey. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 9 to 11. I start with the verse that talks about a curse. Not because you are cursed, but you are a blessed people. Somebody say, I'm blessed. It says something like, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me. Even this whole nation, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing, there'll be no room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. I came tonight to let you know, as a preacher of not many years, only 41 years, to let you know that the tithe is one of God's way to bless the believer. It is a crucial element of our relationship with God. It is the evidence of a growing faith. It reminds us of the ownership of God over everything we have. It proves that God can trust us. He gave you everything, then said, bring only 10%. Tithing is a command from God. Leviticus 27 verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. So the Bible makes clear here that tithing is a command from God. It is an act of worship. It is an act of celebrating God. It is a service to those who are in ministry. The way we can touch the life of those who bless us, who change our life, who speak to our life, is to bring our tithe that there may be food in the house. Tithing is a matter of the heart. It is a holy thing. Leviticus 27 verse 32. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock, of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy unto the Lord. So if it is holy, I wonder how some man will tell you to take it to the beer parlor to go and drink beer. It is God's method for redeeming everything that is given to you. It is the only way to bring cleanness on anything that is unclean. Exodus 13:13. But every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you do not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. And all the firstborn of man and among your sons shall be redeemed. In other words, even your child dedication, the whole purpose is this. If you did not dedicate your firstborn, you did not cover the other children. Because everything that opens a matrix belongs to God. Anything that opens the matrix, the birth canal, belongs to God. That's why some of our children are struggling. God sees the first thing as the root governing the rest of all the things. So when the first is holy, the rest will be blessed. When the first is given to God, the rest will be blessed of the Lord. Romans 11, 16. For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. So the firstborn is always the one that represents the Lord's portion.
I'd like you to say the Lord's portion. Say it again, the Lord's portion. So when the first is brought to the Lord, that which belongs to God, every other thing is covered. And God calls that first, the tithe. The word tithe is an old word for tenth. One tenth belonging to him. And it is only a Bible tithe that is a tithe. That is why the Bible says, Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10, honor the Lord with all your possession and with the first fruit of all your increase. And then it says, so your barn will be filled with plenty. Go back to verse 9. It says, honor the Lord with all your substance. In other words, when I bring my money to Trem on Sunday morning and give my tithe, my money will stay in Trem, but my attitude will go to God. If I have an attitude of honor, honor rises, money stays here. If you brought your tithe with an attitude of dishonor, this church self, where would they bring tithing all the time? We don't even know what they are doing with it. Your attitude is good. It's not good. Stay home. But when your attitude is right, please put that scripture again. When you honor the Lord, abundance will follow you. Favor will follow you. Am I in the right church tonight? Tell your neighbor to honor the Lord. Tell them it's not enough to give. It's important to honor. So when you bring your tithe, it must be with an attitude of honoring the Lord. What you do with the first determines what happens to the rest. As a result, God said he will rebuke the devourer on the rest. When there is no giving, the devourer cannot be rebuked. And I know that nowadays pastors are rebuking all kinds of things. But only God can rebuke the devourer. Only God can rebuke the devourer. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. If God have not rebuked it, don't ask me to do it. When the first fruit is given in faith, God rebukes the devourer. The giving empowers redemption. It makes blessings to be released. Angels are released to see to whatever is left in your hand, that it blesses your children, it blesses your family, it blesses everything that is in your hand. And you may ask me tonight, why should I tithe? Number one, tithing is obedience to the principle of first thing. I'd like you to say first thing. Or say it louder, first thing. Everything God does has a purpose. God said, anything that opens the matrix is mine. Anything that is first is mine. The second reason to tithe is because it precedes the law of Moses. Moses is not the one who established tithing. People were tithing before Moses. Matter of fact, Abraham tithed before Moses. Jacob tithed before Moses. So it had nothing to do with the law. Tithing also is the key to open heaven. Somebody say, open heaven. Malachi chapter 3 verse 11, and I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. He said, and I'll open the heavens upon your head, and the windows will not be shut. Many are operating under a closed heaven. When you fly over the Sahara during daytime, you will see that it is all sand for 2,000 miles. No cloud in the sky, because the heavens over that area is closed. When you fly over the Kalahari, when you leave South Africa, Namibia, or Botswana, you find that the ground below you is a desert. No cloud in the sky because the heavens are closed. When you go to Israel and leave Jerusalem to go to the Dead Sea, you travel through the wilderness. The wilderness is worse than a desert. No cloud in the sky because the heaven is closed. Anyone whom heaven is closed for, there is no moisture. There is no breakthrough. Nothing is happening. They wonder why, and they don't realize it is because you have shut the heaven yourself. I declare today that the heavens are opening. Amen. Someone is about to have a testimony. Amen. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Amen. Why should you tithe? Tithing is a command from God. Leviticus 27, verse 30 to 32. And all the tithe of the land whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithe, he shall add 1/5 to it. Why should I tithe? Tithing provides divine insurance against satanic encroachment. Malachi chapter 3 verse 11. He said, I will rebuke the devourer. Every wastage in your life will come to an end from tonight. Why should I tithe? Tithing is biblical and fundamental. In theology, we say a thing may be biblical and not be fundamental. Some things are in the Bible, but the Bible does not teach them. David had more than one wife, but polygamy is not a teaching of the Bible. Abraham had another woman called Keturah. He will answer to God for that when he gets to heaven. It is biblical, but it is not fundamental. For a thing to be fundamental, there has to be enough scripture to back it, and it has to have been practiced in the Bible, and it has to have been mentioned by the prophets and the law. So tithing is not only biblical, it is also fundamental. Somebody's about to enter wealth from tonight. Number 7, the tithe is important because Jesus endorsed it. In Matthew 23:23, Amplified Bible. Jesus, Amplified Bible. Jesus said, you should do justice. You should do the right thing. Woe to you, Pharisees, scribes, pretenders, hypocrites. For you give a tenth of your mint, which is vegetable, and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier and more important matter. You ought to do that, but you should not neglect the others. In other words, you should do justice. You should do righteousness, but you should not neglect the tithing that is in your hand. When people neglect, they miss the blessing. And the truth about tithing is that the release of the tithe results in the provisions of God. He said, I will open the windows of heaven. I'm taking you somewhere tonight, your life will never be the same. Tithing brings deliverance from the fear to give. When I walk away from 10%, it is not difficult for me to bring my offering. When I walk away from 10%, it is not difficult for me to give anything else. Tithing is also the instrument of ultimate devotion. God said to Abraham, bring your son, your only son. Genesis 22 verse 12. He brought his son and he laid his son on the altar. And he did not withhold that only son. Look at me. Ishmael is gone. Isaac is the firstborn after the flesh for Abraham now. Since Ishmael is gone. Isaac is the firstborn out of promise. He's the one who opened the womb of Sarah. He's the one who opened the womb of the future. And so he gave this first thing to the Lord. And God said, because you brought your first, whatever is left, it's nothing compared to what I'm about to do for you. I'm about to give you the kind of favor you have never experienced. So when the first is released, the rest is blessed. We tithe because it is your way of contributing to world evangelism. Malachi 3:10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Try me now and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. The only way Trem can reach the world is when you and I bring our tithes. The only way we can empower Dr. Mike to be on radio, to be on television, is when you and I bring our tithes. When I go to London and minister on Sundays, I do my Sunday night service and still jump on the plane. When I land in Nigeria by 5 a.m. and the driver is taking me home, the one voice I hear early in the morning by 5 is power in the word. Power in me. The word is so clear, it's only about 5 minutes. But that 5 minutes is enough to keep you for the rest of the day. Somebody is paying for it. Somebody is sponsoring it. That's what our tithe does. It gives life to the hopeless. It makes people who don't know Christ to meet with Christ. So when you withhold your tithe, you've caused a problem for yourself. Then, number 12, tithing is a hallowed property. Somebody say hallowed. Or shout it loud, hallowed. What do we mean by tithing being a hallowed property? We are saying tithing is a holy thing. That's why we say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. What does hallow mean? Hallow means to set aside. Hallow means to put on one side. The word hallow comes from the Hebrew machadesh, to keep something aside, to sanctify it and not to touch it. To not touch it at all. It is, the word hallow also comes from halal, to celebrate, to make great. So when you hallow, when you keep the tithe aside, you do so because you are celebrating the owner of the tithe. That's why we say halal jah or halal jah. You know, we change it to hallelu, hallelu in Yoruba land. But really, originally, it's not hallelu, hallelu. It is halal jah. In other words, celebrate the name of the Lord. Celebrate jah. Just as you celebrate the name of the Lord, tithing is something you hallow, you put aside. And the reason you put it aside is because it is not yours. When you now touch it, let me show you the consequence. Children of Israel left Egypt, 40 years in the wilderness. Finally, they got to the borders of the desert and Canaan, which was the first city they entered, Jericho. But God, what did God say about the first thing? God said, every first thing belongs to who? Belongs to me. So God told them, whether the city was small or big, Jericho is mine. Don't touch anything in Jericho. The rest of Canaan is yours. They said, yes, sir, we hear. But when they entered Jericho, can't see money, can't see suits, can't see car, Ferrari, Lamborghini. Now, donkey style one, old chap. When he can saw this, he said, how can God demand first, and of all the first, it should be Jericho? Because Jericho was a Singapore in that time, a city and a nation. Singapore is a city nation. Jericho was a city nation, very wealthy, very prosperous. But God said, whether it's a small city or a big city, anything that opens the womb is mine. Don't touch it. If you touch it, it becomes what? Huh? I wanted you to say the word. Say it again. Accursed. It is not a curse. It is an accursed. A curse is different from an accursed. Accursed in Hebrew is cherem. Cherem is the word from which the Arabs will say haram. The one the Muslims will say haramu. So when you touch the tithe, you have done a haramu. So when he touched the tithe, he touched a cherem, an accursed thing. To man, to God it is holy. To man it is a cherem. Did you get that? To God it is what? Holy. To man it is an accursed thing. Achan couldn't take his eye off it. And because of that, Israel was defeated in front of a small nation. What's the name of the nation? So when you touched the tithe, you expose yourself to defeat. God does not wear clothes, but he said, anything that opens the matrix is mine. Anything. The tithe is an indicator of where your heart is. It is a mark of God's stewardship, of provision, of good stewardship, of God's provision. When God provides for you and you take it and honor God, it is a proof that you have conquered greed. It is a physical proof of your physical commitment. It is a physical proof of your inner commitment. Refusal to tithe is open rebellion. So Jacob brought his tithe. Abraham brought his tithe. He brought it to Melchizedek. And let me show you something tonight. There's a lot of debate out there. Why should Christians tithe? We don't see much of it in the New Testament. These people are saying we should tithe. Maybe these guys who are making noise, maybe they are right. Well, let me show you tonight the unshakable truth that makes it clear that we are called to tithe. Help me to put Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20 on the screen. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20 says that Jesus Christ was called after the order of Melchizedek. Where are my scripture people? We're waiting for you. We're still waiting. And we're waiting. And waiting. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20 says that Jesus was made whither the forerunner is for us entered. Even Jesus made an high priest forever after what? After what? Let me illustrate my message tonight. I'm trying to see what Melchizedek out of these two men. Which one should be Melchizedek? This man looked like Melchizedek. Brother, Bikobia. Stand there. Come. Stand here. How do you say stand? He brought a neighbor or something like that. Am I near? All right, I did try. So, this is Melchizedek. This is Aaron. When Jesus showed up, he needed to be a priest. For Hebrews 3 verse 1 calls him the high priest of our confession. He had two priesthoods to choose to stand behind. This priesthood is a priesthood that has a time limit. This priesthood represents sacrifice, animals, blood. Actually, this priesthood was to pre-run before Jesus comes. This priesthood came to show the world God needs blood. And once Jesus shouted on the cross of Calvary, "Talaiostai, it is finished," Brother Aaron has completed his job. So when Jesus came, if he had stood behind the priesthood of Aaron, his own priesthood would have ended. But he chose to stand behind the priesthood of Melchizedek. Help me to reduce the light so I can read that passage. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 1. Help me to put Hebrews 7 on the screen now. Oh, thank you so much. Hebrews 7 verse 1. Hebrews, for the Melchizedek. Melchi, Molech, Malak means king. Zedek means righteousness. So Melchizedek, king of righteousness. And who is Jesus? The king of righteousness. The king of Salem. Salem, Salam, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, or Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. He was the king of peace. What is Jesus? King of peace. Priest of the most high God. What is Jesus? Priest of the most high God. He met Abraham from the slaughter and he blessed Abraham. So Melchizedek had power to bless Jesus. When Jesus came, he had to be behind one priesthood. He chose the priesthood of Melchizedek. And the Bible says after the order. Somebody say order. Say it again, after the order. Say louder, after the order. What is the order? The order means after the similitude, after the similarity, after the likeness, after the uniqueness. I was born in the army barracks. The Nigerian army is structured after the order of the British army. When I was born there, the British army were still around. They were still in Nigeria. I can still see the day in Kaduna in 1964 when they carried their bags to leave. I can still see the day. But up till tomorrow, Nigerian army is structured after the order of the British army. Our first generals, Aguiyiransi, Colonel Njoku, General Gowon, Buhari, Babangida, Obasanjo, they all trained in Sandhurst after the order of the British army, which means they do things like them. They even salute like them. Americans salute like this. Nigerian Army salute like this. Because Nigerian Army is not American Army. Nigerian Army is after the order of the British. So if Jesus stood behind Melchizedek, he had to do what Melchizedek does. Are you with me tonight? Please put the scripture on. Put the scripture on. Thank you. Stay in Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. Let's go now. Verse 3 says, he had no father. He had no mother. Mary and Joseph were channels through which Jesus came. He had no descent. He had no beginning of days. Jesus had no beginning of days. He had no end of life, but was made like unto the Son of God. Abided as a priest. How long? How long? So if Jesus stood behind Aaron, his priesthood will end 2017 years ago. Because we get this 2017 from the day of the death of Christ. His priesthood will have ended. But please leave the scripture on that particular place. Thank you. So Jesus lined up behind this man because his priesthood continues. And so if I am after the order of Melchizedek, if Melchizedek does something, should I do it? If he does it, should I do it? Now go on to verse 4. Verse 4. Now consider how great this man was. Unto whom even Abraham gave the tenth of the spoil. And that was before the law. Between Abraham and Moses, there are 450 years. So it has nothing to do with the law. Between Abraham and Moses, there are 450 years. Verse 5. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive office of the priesthood, have commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law. They did it under the law. We are now doing it under this man. And that is of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. Next verse. But he whose descendant is not counted from Abraham received tithe and blessed him that had the promises. So we are not receiving because we take our descendancy from the law. And without all controversy, the lesser is blessed of the better. So when Jesus came and lined up behind this man, he lined up behind the better. So when you bring your tithe, listen, look at me. Don't even bring it because you are afraid of devourer. Don't bring it because you are afraid of the curse. Rather bring it because you are lining up to be blessed. I'm lining up to be blessed. I'm lining up to be blessed. Somebody scream, I am blessed. Say it again, I am blessed. Shout it loud, I am blessed. Tell your neighbor, I am blessed. Let me show you more. The next verse. And here, men that die receive tithe. But there he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he liveth. Next verse. And as I may say, Levi also, who received tithe, paid tithe to Abraham. Let me even show you something. Let us assume again another thing, that this is Abraham. Come up here, sir. This man, you have changed now from Melchizedek. You are now Abraham again. Brother, please stand here. In fact, you go up one step. Go up two steps. You stand here, sir. So you are Abraham. You are now Isaac. I need, brother, come. You will be my Jacob. Are you getting something this evening? Please stand here, sir. So this is Jacob. I need Levi. Bro, come. Oh, praise God. I have enough men in blue tonight. So the Bible says that when Abraham, you are Abraham, I'm going to loan you my money. Make you return ammo. So you are Abraham. I am Melchizedek. I came to where you have conquered kings. As Abraham, you are going to give me 1/10 of all the profit you made from the war. Can I have it? Look at me. Look at me, church. As he's given me, the Bible says Isaac has not yet been born. And this is one of the reasons for the delay in Isaac, so that he will come out blessed. When Abraham was releasing the blessing, he was releasing 4 generational blessings. 4 generational blessings. When you bring your tithe, you are automatically releasing a blessing on 4 generations. As he brought the tithe, Isaac was blessed, Jacob was blessed, and Levi was blessed. Somebody give the Lord praise. Hold on. The Bible says Levi was in Abraham. In other words, the bringing of my tithe has spiritual consequence on my family. When Mr. Abraham released the tithe, he automatically provoked uncommon blessing on coming generation. The family of the tither shall be blessed. They shall be protected. No evil will befall them. No danger will come near them. Every arrow pointed at them will not work. Shout amen 3 times. Look at me tonight. So the Bible says Levi was inside Abraham. And do you know what? Anamoka, him bro this. Who taught Abraham to tithe? There was no Bible written. So God must have told him, are you my friend Abraham? If you want to walk with me, the way to walk with me is the principle of the first thing. You must always bring the first thing. So Abraham knew what to do because he had walked with God. And the moment he did it, he released a blessing. Isaac never needed to struggle. He was already blessed. In fact, Isaac by nature in the Bible was Isaac know they struggle. Isaac know they do much. Wife said, you don't look for wife, they go look for wife for her. Well, said, you don't know how to dig well, they dig well for her. House, said, you don't know how to build house, they build house for her. He married self, so today the Bible says he packing wife, go in mother's tent. That's Isaac. But you see, it is not about struggle. It is about principle. Mr. Abraham have released the principle of the tithe. If Isaac can keep his head straight, his generation shall never be poor. Your generation shall never be poor. Can I hear a massive amen? What happened to Isaac? Genesis 26 from verse 12 says, and Isaac was blessed and he became prosperous. He went forward. He became very great. Why? This man had released 4 generations. Isaac passed on to Jacob. Jacob, the day he was running away from home, he had an encounter with God. Ah! He said, this is a holy place. Oh, I'm bringing 1/10 of everything I make here. He saw his father do it. He saw his grandfather do it. Thank you, gentlemen. You may go back to us. Help me to celebrate this man. Help me to celebrate them. Did you get something from that? I said, did you get something from that? So if you forget everything, Jesus is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He took his priesthood from the order of Melchizedek. Whatever the order of Melchizedek did, Jesus needed to do it. If you forget everything about tithing, you need to remember 2 or 3 principles. Tithing is a hallowed thing, which means it is not yours. It belongs to God. It is hallowed. It is set aside. Number 2, we are doing it because we are following a priesthood, the priesthood of Melchizedek, which Jesus followed. Jesus followed after because he knew I am a priest and I needed to follow an order. From today, something is coming to your house. Favor is coming to your house. Testimony is coming to your house. Glory is coming to your house. The doors will open upon your life. Everything you have lost will be restored. In the name of Jesus. I know the time is gone, so let me share with you some of the blessings. Some of the blessings when a man walks in the time. Remember again what we said tonight. It started before the law of Moses. Had nothing to do with the law of Moses. And when the law of Moses came, it talked about it. And if the law of Moses stops, it does not stop. Because Jesus chose to be a priest after the similitude of Melchizedek, who had no beginning, who had no end. And the priesthood of Jesus has no beginning, he has no end. And if it is after that order, it means whatever that order did, we ought to do it. And when you begin to obey God and honor God in the tithe, these are the blessings that will follow. Malachi chapter 1 verse 11 makes us know, the name of the Lord will be great in your household. There are 31 blessings, I'll just mention like 10. After that, I'll use the rest to prophesy into your life. Malachi chapter 1 verse 11 makes clear, the tither will find that the name of the Lord will be great in their life. I declare and decree from tonight, everywhere you go, the name of God will be great. God will make his name awesome. You will never be put to shame. I said you will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. Number two, God will sign a contract of peace with everyone who have learned the power of the tithe. Malachi chapter 2 verse 5. He said, my covenant with him, one of life and of peace. So I declare and decree, because you have chosen to honor God, peace will follow you. Peace will be upon your habitation. Peace will guide you. Peace will surround you. Number three, because you have been a tither, Malachi chapter 3 verse 5 says, God will rise against everything that is against you, that have offended you. Malachi 3 verse 5, and I will come near you for judgment. I will be swift in witness against sorcerers. Let's stop at that point first. Anyone, any witchcraft, any sorcery, wherever they come from, that target their arrow at you, because you have chosen the path of obedience, their own weapon will blow in their face. I said it will blow in their face. It will blow in their face. In the name of Jesus. Number four, when you are a person who have believed in tithing, it will bring victory over injustice. Malachi 3:5, and I will come near you for judgment. I'll be swift against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows. God said, when you begin to honor me in the tithe, people who have underpaid you, overused you, I will surprise them. Genesis 31 from verse 38. For 20 years, Jacob served his father-in-law. For 7 years he served, they gave him the wrong wife. Another 7 years, they now gave him the right wife. Then he served another 7 years, making 21 years. He had 11 boys in the house, one girl, four women, and yet on a bachelor's salary. But one day, God arose for him and fought his battle. He transferred the wealth of Mr. Laban in one harvest season, all into the hand of Jacob. Somebody's here tonight. They have underpaid you. They have overused you. They have maligned you. Heaven will fight your fight. I said, heaven will fight your fight. God will take on your battle. If you believe it, say, I receive it. When a man is a tither, number five, it will reveal to you God's unchanging character of provision, of healing, of power, of deliverance. Just as he's a high priest after the similitude of Melchizedek. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. Today I declare to your life, I prophesy to your life, provision will not cease in your household. Healing will not cease in your house. Power will not cease in your life. Deliverance will not cease in your life. As you honor the Lord in the tithe, he will take on your battle. He will fight your fight. He will give you testimony. If you believe it, shout yes. Number six, the tithe releases the power of God's presence into the life of his people. Malachi chapter 3 verse 7. Yet from the days of your fathers, you've gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you. But the Lord said, but you have not returned. Tonight I pray for you. The presence of the Lord will follow you. Anywhere you are, if you fly, you will arrive. If you drive, you will get there. Every evil accident planned by the enemy before the end of this year shall not see your household. Shout amen three times. Number seven, the inflow of divine ideas. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open unto you the windows of heaven. If I will not open unto you the windows of heaven. Windows, what are windows for? Why do you put windows in the house? Three reasons: illumination, access, and ventilation. Illumination, access, ventilation. What is illumination? Light shining. When the window of heaven opens on you, Malika Dibozi, in this Lagos, one idea that will change you from broke to billionaire. One idea coming into your spirit. I pray for somebody that this is your convention of a turnaround. This is your convention of a turnaround. The idea that will change your life is coming into your spirit. If you believe it, shout yes. Say yes. He said, do this and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. What does that mean? Idea flowing into your spirit. Everything is ruled by idea. Telephone in your hand. Ringtone on phones was created by a Nigerian boy who, by accident, as he was looking for a way to put a sound in his phone so that when his brother calls, he will know who is calling. He created ringtone and sold it to telephone companies. That's how he became a millionaire. I know him personally, Alexander Amuso. He lives in London. Just creating a ringtone made him a millionaire. A Nigerian boy, I don't know which state, I think it's Imo or Anambra state he comes from. He lives in New York. He works on the stock exchange in America. Every time he's going to work, he's always missing the train. So one day he sat down and created an application which will make him to be able to know where the train to catch is in New York and other cities of America. And you guess what? They bought it from him for $1 billion. A simple idea. Windows! It is not how hard. It is the windows opening on you. There's somebody here. Next convention, you will be the highlights of this year's testimony. You'll be the highlight of the testimony. The windows will open on you. The windows will open on you. If you believe it, shout yes. Facebook is a window. A young boy wanted to just communicate with his friends. Create something so simple called Facebook. Before he knew, the thing caught like wildfire on all campuses. He began to franchise it before he knew it, registered it as a company. Today, he's 34 years old and is personally worth $75 billion. His company is worth $106 billion. His company is now number 6 on earth. A simple idea. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. Every young person in this church, 35 and below, the idea that will put you on the map of the world, God will place in your spirit. 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 If you believe it, say, I receive it. Put your hands together. Give God the praise tonight. Come on. Give him the praise. Do this and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. Windows of heaven. In the original Hebrew, window is not what is there. The word there is floodgates. I will open the floodgates of heaven. What is a floodgate? In London, on the River Thames, they built a floodgate 2 years after I got there, because oceanographers measured and saw that the sea can one day flood the whole of East London. So they built a gate to lock out the sea from coming through River Thames. When the sea is low, they open the gate. When the sea is high, they lock the gate. But as for you, God said, I will open the gates and flood your life with peace. Flood your life with joy. Flood your life with abundance. Flood your life with testimony. Flood your life with the riches of Christ. Shout, I receive it three times. Somebody give God praise tonight. Come on. Give him the praise. Bless his name. Number 8, an outpouring of blessing. Malachi 3:10 says, see, and do this and see if I will not pour. Not throw, but pour. He didn't say, I will throw you a blessing. He said, I will do what? He didn't say, I will throw. I will do what? Open your hands. I declare and decree tonight, God will pour upon you favor, glory, uncommon testimony. God will pour on this church unusual open doors. The boundary of this house shall be moved further. God will take this ministry and give it a global footing. A global footing. God will take your life and give you a global footing. God will pour out a blessing. Someone scream, pour! Pour! From today, it's not going to be one little thing thrown at you. This is the convention of your turnaround. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Shout a better amen. Shout a good amen. Sit down. Two more and I'll just begin to use the rest to prophesy into your life. Tithing makes everything you do to come to maturity. To come to fruition and maturity. Malachi 3:11. He said, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field. Every dream you have been carrying around, you've been waiting for 5 years. You've been waiting for 6 years. You've been trusting the Lord. This is the convention when your dream will come to fruition. Your prayer will come to maturity. Answers will be at your door. Testimonies at your door. Glory at your door. I said, glory at your door. Glory at your door. Glory at your door. Glory at your door. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Stand on your feet. The man who does not tithe is hindering himself. Why? Because Malachi 3:12, tithing releases global favor and global open door. Everyone who has his own business in this church tonight, lift your hand, let me see. I prophesy on you today. God will take your business from local to global. Global connection. Global connection. Global open doors. Europe will see you. America will bless you. Asia will bless you. Africa will walk with you. The Middle East will bless you. Shout amen three times. Malachi 3:16. Every tither will be remembered by the Lord. He said, a book of remembrance shall be opened before me. I don't know where it is here tonight. You feel like you have been forgotten. I declare and decree in this convention 2017, you shall be remembered. 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 Say amen like you believe it. Let me show something to you. The concept of divine remembrance is almost an oxymoron. Why should the God who knows all things have to remember? But listen, divine remembrance is not human remembrance. Human remembrance is, I forgot, I remember. Divine remembrance is not, I forgot, I remember. Divine remembrance rather is that you have been scheduled for a breakthrough and the alarm is about to ring. And suddenly, the alarm begins to ring. Because it's your time to be remembered. The God who remembers Sarah will remember you. The God who remembered Rachel will remember you. The God who remembered Noah will remember you. I said you will be remembered. You will be remembered. Malachi chapter 3 verse 18 says that for those who are tithers, God will put a difference between you and those who do not serve him. From tonight, anyone here who have learned to choose the path of obedience, God will put a difference between you and unbelievers. God will mark you for favor, mark you for testimony, mark you for glory, mark you for joy, mark you for blessing, mark you for favor. Shout yes! Yes, yes, yes! When you are a tither, Malachi chapter 3 verse 17, you will enjoy God's treasure. You will be God's treasure. From today, I declare and decree, the wall of God will be built around you. God will protect you. You will be the jewel of God. In this Nigeria, who don't know you, go know you. Who don't hear you, go hear you. Who no see you, go see you. Who no know you, go know you. Who no hear you, go hear you. Who no see you, go see you. Say amen three times. When you are a tither, Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, the Son of Righteousness has to rise with healing in his wings. I've been born again 43 years. No, 45 years. Been in ministry 43. I'm 65. I have no mental memory of sleeping in the hospital except the 3 days when I was born. Because my mama carried me go there in her belly now. I have no mental memory. I've been born again 43 years. I've never slept in the hospital. Got born again 45 years. Got born again when I was 20. So tonight, I can boldly say, God gives divine health. Somebody here. Matter of fact, is there anyone who has partial hearing one ear here? You have partial hearing. You can't hear well with one ear. Where are you? Tonight, I command your ear to open. I command your ear to open. I command your health to flow. Came to this convention, that health issue that have held you down, you are dropping it from tonight. You are dropping it from tonight. Be healed from tonight. Be healed from tonight. Be healed from tonight. Every tither who is in the house, Malachi chapter 4 verse 3, every setback in your life, God will turn your setback to a comeback. I said, God will turn your setback to a comeback. God will turn your setback to a comeback. Malachi chapter 4 verse 6, every tither in the house, there'll be order in your marriage. There'll be order in your family. There'll be order with your children. Your children will do well. Your family will do well. Blessing will rest on your house. Blessing will rest on your household. Blessing will rest on your family. Shout yes! Every tither in the house, everyone who is a tither in the house, tonight I declare and decree that every curse that has been pronounced on your family, the blood cancels it. the floodgates of heaven will open upon you. I release unusual reasons, unusual favor, unusual blessing for you to be grateful in the name of Jesus. Things people thought cannot happen will begin to happen for you. They will call you for employment. They will call you for business. They will call you for promotion. They will call you for testimony. They will call you for glory. Shout yes! Yes! I can't go on, but let me give you one more. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. There is a blessing of no room enough. No room enough. No room enough to receive. 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 No room enough. In the name of Jesus. I know you still have room. But from tonight, the favor of the East will connect with you. The favor of the West will connect with you. The favor of the North will connect with you. The favor of the South will connect with you. Breakthrough will come upon you. The floodgates will open. 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 Shout amen three times. Somebody bless the Lord if you have been blessed tonight. Give God a praise if you have been blessed tonight. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. So my brethren, if any teaching is fundamental, if anything is necessary for believers to practice, if it is a command to obey, is that which follows the order of Melchizedek, where Jesus, Hebrews 3 verse 1, who is now the high priest of our confession, which he follows. From today, the oil of lack is removed from your life. Rather, the oil of abundance rests upon your household. Somebody bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah! I have no doubt that this is the convention of change for somebody. Something you've been waiting for is about to manifest. Help me to tell three or four people, this is your season. This is your season. This is your season. This is your time. This is your season. This is your time. Yeah. I drive a small car called a Hummer. And on the mirror of the Hummer, they wrote something very interesting. They say, approaching object is nearer than you think. I'd like to announce to somebody in Trem tonight, your approaching favor is nearer than you think. Your approaching blessing is nearer than you think. You're approaching breakthrough. It's nearer than you think. Tell your neighbor, it won't be long. 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 You're approaching testimony. It's nearer than you think.
The key to your new house is nearer than you think.
Look at me. And if I told you to show me a key now, you will show me the key of your car 2014, 2016, or 2017. But raise your hand. I put in your hand 2018 key.
2018 key. 2018 key. 2018 key. 2018 key. 2018 key. Tell your neighbor, it won't be long. It won't be long. Put your hands together. Give God a praise tonight. Come on. Whoa. Approaching blessing. It's nearer than you think. Approaching blessing. It's nearer than you think. Approaching breakthrough. It's nearer than you think.
2018 key. You are parking into that house. You are driving that car. You are having the testimony.
Approaching blessing. It's nearer than you think. Approaching favor. It's nearer than you think. Choir, it's nearer than you think. It's nearer than you think. It's nearer than you think. It's nearer than you think.
Oh, somebody give God praise tonight. Approaching testimony. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Guys who are reacting to our blessing, they did not know when we were broke. They did not know when we were poor. They did not see us when we began our tithing. They only saw us when the result began to show. And guess what? They haven't seen anything yet. Watch you marry on wool. Watch you my father beg back. Watch you marry on wool. They haven't seen anything yet. I was a pastor in Shomolu Foursquare, where almost 1,000 members, only 3 cars at the car park. Where were they? Those 3 cars in the car park that time, everybody were one married. Now the same people would they beg, I want to use your car for marriage. I want you to use your car. Some of them have to run away. That when I know go kill me for this church. But now,
approaching blessing. It's nearer than you think. Approaching favor. It's nearer than you think. Approaching breakthrough. It's nearer than you think.
Tell your neighbor, it won't be long.
It won't be long. It won't be long.
It won't be long.
Look at somebody, tell them,
it won't be long.
It won't be long.
Just a word. This is a prophetic word to somebody here. You came to this convention worried, troubled about a matter. Well, the Lord said, I should let you know, approaching breakthrough is nearer than you think.
It won't be long.
Won't be long.
It 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 won't be long.
No, 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 no.
It won't be long.
Won't
it won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
Hey!
Jesus. It won't be long.
Approaching favor. It's nearer than you think. Tell your neighbor, it's nearer than you think. It's nearer than you think. It's nearer than you think.
It's nearer than you think.
Tonight I lay hand on somebody. You have cried enough. You have waited enough. Your testimony will manifest. Your glory will manifest.
Your breakthrough will manifest. Your glory will manifest. Your breakthrough will manifest. Approaching favor.
Hey, it's nearer than you think.
It's nearer than you think.
Hey, it's nearer than you think.
How many people am I talking to here tonight? If I'm talking to you, give God a praise. Come on, give him the praise. Give him the praise.
Hey.
Give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
Whoa.
It's nearer than you think.
Approaching faith. Approaching testimony. Is nearer than you think. There are people in this service, they will hand over keys to you. They will hand over houses to you. Lira mota bikinde rudozi ali. Rina mushkali rabazi. Ayerano skalere. What you taught was for many years is about to manifest. It's about to manifest. It's about to manifest. Shout, I receive it. Approaching favor. It's nearer than you think. It won't be long. Help me to tell 3-4 people. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. Get ready for it. It won't be long. It won't be long. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Approaching favor. It's nearer than you think. Tonight, I'd like to share one or two testimonies. And I'm going to pray for some people to sow seed. One Sunday night in London, I was preaching. And I told people that night to come out and sow seed. People began to come out. I said, tonight's offering seed must be brought yourself to the altar. No usher, no deacon will receive. Bring it to the altar. And they brought it themselves. A couple of days later, a young man came to with a testimony. He's a very quiet man. Doesn't like coming out. But that night, the Holy Ghost told him, your pastor gave an instruction to come forward and bring the offering. Don't drop it with an usher. Take it to the altar. Something is about to happen. The young man brought the offering, placed it on the altar. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 days later, he called a cab in London to take him somewhere, not the black cab, just a local one. The cab man, as he was driving our brother, he suddenly turned. He's a black cab driver. He suddenly turned and looked at him and said, how would you like to be the diplomatic representative of Niger Republic to the United Kingdom? The young boy looked at him and said, I'm a Nigerian. I'm not a Nigerian. He said, I know. How would you like to be the diplomatic representative of Niger Republic to the United Kingdom? He said, how can it be? I'm not a diplomat. He said, I know. How will you be ready to represent Niger Republic? Ladies and gentlemen, before you know, taxi driver took the brother to the chancellery of the Niger Republic in London. Before you know, the brother became the diplomatic representative of the country of Niger to the United Kingdom. Before you know, he had to carry his credentials to meet the Queen. Before you know, the other day he saw me in church. He said, sir, I'm just coming from the United Nations. I went for a UN meeting to represent Niger Republic. I'm looking at him. His name is Mr. Abe from Ekiti State. I said, Mr. Abe from Ekiti State, representing Niger Republic. The another day he came again, he says, sir, here's the key. They've just given me a brand new Mercedes 220 with my diplomatic plate, and they've just given my family a diplomatic passport. I'm looking at him, Mr. Abe from Ekiti State.
I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. You will give that kind of testimony. You will give that kind of testimony. You will give that kind of testimony. If you believe it, say yes. Today, he meets the Queen. He goes to the British Foreign Office, Mr. Abe, from Ekiti State. It's not where he came from. It's the oil of God on his life. Where you never thought you would reach, God is about to take you there. I said, you will get there in the name of Jesus. Second testimony tonight. Us traveling came to preach in Benin. As I finished, came to the airport to fly back to Lagos. Flight was delayed. I was busy dictating a new book. A young man walked up to me and said, sir, I am from the church of Dr. Paul Enenche in Abuja. You have come to speak to us several times. Can I share my testimony with you? I said, go ahead, young man. He said, sir, my pastor announced that we're building the largest church Abuja has ever seen, or one of the largest in the world, 100,000 seater. The Spirit of God just laid on my heart to buy all the chairs. I said, sure. He said, yes, sir. All the chairs are not plastic chairs. 100,000 chairs. He said, I decided I'm going to go look for these chairs. He sat on the net and found one company in the Philippines that can supply the chair. He bought his ticket, Emirates, to go to the Philippines. First got to Dubai to change flight. 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 To Dubai to change flight.